This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
1 week away from the big day, Christmas is on the horizon. What? Why are you laughing at me, Paul Perillo?
I'm just laughing because Patriots fans, I'm sure, are more concerned about, you know, Christmas coming up rather than the big game in Buffalo on Sunday.
Friday, December 18th here at Gillette Stadium and everywhere else in the world as well, except past the Dateline, where it's Saturday the 19th. Anyway, the Patriots preparing to head to Buffalo.
You are a bizarre.
For a cold weather matchup with the Bills, although it may actually be warmer in Buffalo when we arrive there and less snow.
I'm saying no.
Cold, stormy conditions been in New England. The Patriots have been practicing outside all week in the cold weather, prepping for a trip to Buffalo, where last year there were 55-mile-an-hour winds, benches blowing across the field, and field goals making Bugs Bunny-like left turns on the way to the uprights. Hopefully it won't be that bad this year, Paul. Hopefully we'll get a real game to be played where you can actually perform the acts of a normal football game.
I agree. I think last year was kind of fun.
But yeah, but not
in a one-time thing.
Competitive way. Update us, Paul, on the health of this team, where I can list at least three key players that are of major concern by the name of Tom Brady, Ty Warren, and Vince Wilfork.
Okay.
Talk about it.
Well, let's go with Warren and Wilfork first. And neither of those guys practiced at all during the course of the week.
That's not good.
But Bill Belichick, at his recently completed press conference, which we've just come from, did indicate that those guys have played a lot of football for the Patriots. It's not like that they need necessarily the practice reps, especially at this stage of the season.
Right.
However, I would, especially with Wilfork's case, just because of the manner in which he left the field last week, I'd be very surprised to see him in uniform on Sunday.
And even if he's out there, he's a 350-pound guy with a foot injury trying to take on two blockers, and you know that's the base of everything he does.
Right.
Starts at his feet.
And we already, like, earlier in the year, he dealt with an ankle problem that certainly affected him a little bit too. Warren was in the locker room early in the week.
True.
Talked on Wednesday, so I would hold out a sliver of hope for Ty Warren, probably a little bit more so than Wilfork. I'm sure they'll both be listed as questionable when the injury report comes out later, but I think that Wilfork is more questionable than Warren. Brady, what else can you say about the guy? Finger, ribs, shoulder, knee. The first three of those are officially listed on the injury report. So he's not feeling great at this time of year. And Andy, do you think it's a bigger concern? Obviously, he's going to play.
Right.
But do you think it's a bigger concern, playing in 20-degree weather with those kinds of ailments? Doesn't everything just seem to hurt more in the cold weather?
Bone-jarring hits are more bone-jarring. And if you have bones that are already jarred, like your ribs, I think it's a concern, which is why I've been saying all week, I think it's a virtual guarantee he takes the first snap of the game. Beyond that, I have no idea, because one Schobel hit, one Kyle Williams hit, and that's where he's had the problems, these big hits from interior-type guys this year. Randy Starks and Albert Haynesworth.
Randy Starks, he's going to
be
seen
in his sleep. Big fatties landing on him.
Yeah.
So Kyle Williams is a guy that Logan Mankins just said in the locker room is a pain in the ass because he just finds ways to get past you.
Yeah.
Well, if that happens and he hits Brady, I think all of Patriots Nation will hold their breath, because I think he is that banged up where one more hit could knock him out of the game. And I don't know that he gets enough credit for doing what he's doing right now. I'm not sure he has that Steve McNair reputation back when he played, where he was the warrior and every week he was battling. It seemed like every week he was a game-time decision but would play, and everybody raved about his toughness. Well, I think just because Tom Brady, A, doesn't make as big a deal of it, the Patriots don't make as big a deal of it, and he always plays except for the season-ending injury last year, I think he deserves a ton of credit for some of the hits he takes and the injuries that he plays through, and I think he's in the midst of another remarkable streak right now.
Well, I certainly don't think he got enough credit for his performance last week. Statistically,
right,
it was one of his worst performances of the season. I think it was his second worst rating of the season in any individual game. However, I think he played an outstanding game, and I think when you factor in the health along with the leadership that he showed on the sideline, not only with Randy Moss and we talked about that all week on PFW in Progress, but also just sort of imploring, you know, he and Wes Welker, you know, just I thought really stepping up and imploring that team, almost willing that offense to that 96-yard drive that ultimately won the game for them. So I don't think he got enough credit for that. I think, Andy, the difference in terms of some, you know, you mentioned the McNair thing, and I think you're right. McNair constantly missed practice. Brady never missed practice. Right. Now Brady's missing practice.
Right.
I think that, you know, will put Brady in that kind of a level. People are going to start to look at that and say, geez, this guy can't even get on the practice field, and he's playing on Sunday. You know he's really hurting, but he's still playing well.
Another injury-related update. Fred Taylor was in the locker room today discussing with the media. Wasn't really, clearly didn't go on the record either way as to whether he'd play, and kind of muddied the water a bit. Bill Belichick said he's getting closer every day, and as we have, kind of made the comparison to the Sammy Morris progression.
Yeah.
When he came back and it was get back on the field, then a full week of practice, then, you know, warm up pregame. And Fred Taylor, as always, we keep an eye on, was packing a bag to go to Buffalo.
I think he suits up this week.
I do too.
Yeah. I don't know how
much
of a role
he plays. I thought
that
heading into the week, just based on he warmed up for an extended period last week. And again, the Sammy Morris progression there, it seemed like it was the exact same. And you're going into a week where you may need to run the ball 40, 50 times to win a football game. So having him out there to pick up, he won't get a ton of carries, but maybe he gets 8 or 10 in his first game back. I do think we'll see him.
And I was in on the interview with him, and I will add just a couple little tidbits here. It was interesting. He was asked about, could he play this week? If Belichick gave him the green light, would he be well enough to play? He said yes. He said he thought he could play. But he also mentioned that in the past, when he was, in his words, when he was the man, he felt more of a sense of urgency to get back out there quicker. And this, you know, situation with the ankle has been better for him because he's been able to really get the rehab in and work a lot with the trainers and the doctors and whatnot and get himself right. Because, as he put it, we have four solid guys that can run the football. So there hasn't been that real sense of urgency that he had to get back out there because they just didn't have anybody else that could do it. So I agree with you. I think that all signs point to him coming back probably on a pretty limited role.
And another name on the roster we've gotten a lot of questions about, Titus Adams. Even our own Fred Kirsch wondering why he got the promotion from the practice squad and then played last week against the Panthers as a practice squad guy, maybe ahead of second-round pick Ron Brace. Bill just kind of really praised Titus Adams for his versatility in his time here, playing inside and out, end and nose, all the various spots, and he has a comfort level with all those spots, and you don't have to, quote, give him a documentary on how to play any of the positions. You can pretty much ask him to do anything. I think that's a versatility he brings to the table that maybe at this point in his career with a comfort of the system and knowledge of the playbook,
yeah,
Ron Brace does not bring.
Yeah,
so even though
totally
Titus Adams is a, quote, bottom of the roster guy, he's been here for 2 years. He's been in the system, knows the playbook, and they feel comfortable putting him out there and asking him to do anything they could need him to do on any given Sunday.
I totally agree with you.
So Fred Kirsch, there's your answer. If you listen to the Patriots.com roster report, you know why Titus Adams is playing and Ron Brace is not.
By this time next week, Fred Kirsch won't know that Titus Adams is on the roster.
That's true. He also asked, who's Thomas Williams, the practice squad linebacker, when he saw the name on a locker this week. But that's for a different show. It's called PFW in Progress. It's Tuesdays to Thursday, noon to 2, here on Patriots.com. This is the Patriots.com roster report, where we update you every week on the team's transactions. And when there's a week like this
one
where there's
none, they're going to make one.
We just update you on the injury report, where Tom Brady will play, Vince Wilfork, Ty Warren likely to be questionable, and Titus Adams making waves along the defensive line in their stead.
And Fred Taylor coming back.
Till next week, happy holidays from Paul, who looks like Santa Perillo, and Andy Hart here. Peace out.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Welcome in a winter wonderland.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.